This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, November 29. Shall we go on sinning? Our reading comes from Romans chapter 5. Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? A worshiper at a Navy chapel commented, "My favorite part of the worship service is the assurance of pardon. Then I know I'm good to go for the next week." A weekly reminder of God's grace inspires him to continue living for Christ. As Paul warns, though, it's important that we do not take God's grace for granted, as if grace simply gives us a license to go on sinning. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a World War II martyr, agreed. He taught against cheap grace, or preaching forgiveness without requiring repentance. Because God's grace for us was so costly, God's Son, Jesus Christ, gave up his life to save us from sin. Paul asks, "What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase?" Of course not. That would disrespect God's grace and cheapen Jesus' sacrifice. I'm reminded that when I was a boy, the worst scolding I could receive was, "We didn't raise you that way." My folks didn't sacrifice so that I could just misbehave. Yet we still fall short. So when we do, we must confess our sins and profess our faith in the Savior's sacrifice for us. Remember, baptism unites us with Jesus' death and resurrection, setting us free from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. Paul isn't calling us to cheap grace, but to the richest life possible in Jesus today.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.